What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
All right, so it's The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. So we're going to take your calls, 275-7017, the number to get your calls in. We're going to talk some MCA football. They're about to kick off and play for a state title. We're going to talk some bowl games. We're going to talk some rumors that I've and Drayton have heard about the next Brunswick High coach and who that may or may not be, and how good, how far, how good are the Falcons, how far can they go?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the show, man. Best thing for everybody that they can do is flip on the TV to GPTV, watch the Bucks play, and turn on your radio and watch on Facebook Live. And listen to us. What could be better?
That's what I tell Renee all the time. What could be better than listening to me every day? I'm not going to tell you the answers. I get to that.
Exactly. Thank you.
Last night, there were several games played yesterday afternoon and last night. So the single-A private championship in the GHSA has been settled. That belongs to Eagles Landing. They beat Fellowship Christian 34-27. Cedar Grove in AAA took down Greater Atlanta Christian 30-19. And what I kind of thought was a shocker last night, I knew Rome was good. Mm-hmm. I certainly didn't expect them to be in the championship game, but then when they got there, I saw they were playing Buford. Hey, good luck, Rome.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they took down Buford.
Yeah. You kind of thought Rome was set up for next year.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, they're a young team.
They are very young. But that defense is just so nasty and dominant, and they just – Buford could do nothing. Buford hadn't been shut out, I think they said last night, and – I forget, it was a couple of years at least, and other than the initial kickoff, and then Buford returned the opening kickoff to like the inside the five and then scored a touchdown. After that, they didn't even get a sniff of the end zone. I mean, that defense is so nasty and still mostly junior and sophomore dominant. That team is going to be...
Yeah, there are going to be a lot of teams in the next couple of years as far as beating Rome.
No chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be trouble for a couple of years.
Over in 5A, or rather 6A, of course, you know, if you're a Glenn Academy fan, you had hoped the Red Terriers would be there. Now, I did appreciate GPTV doing a nice little segment on DJ Dallas last night during the Valdosta-Tucker game. Hey, look, Kit Branch, man, I've got to throw him some props because he told me when this whole thing started that Valdosta was going to win the whole thing, and I told him there's no way that Valdosta is going to be able to beat whoever comes out of the other side of the region, which would have been either Tucker or Glenn Academy because those were the two best teams. And I told Kip, I don't care they're ranked number one in the state. They're not good enough to beat Tucker or Glenn. Not going to happen. Well, Kip Branch, I already owe you a couple bets. Maybe I should just start listening to you. Valdosta beats Tucker 17-7. Valdosta was the number one team in the state. Tucker was ranked third, but I just felt like Tucker was better. I was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. I was surprised that Valdosta beat them at Tucker's own game. I mean, they beat them. They shut them down, basically. They stifled that Tucker offense. And I thought Valdosta would have to kind of, you know, win it more in the 20s or maybe even 30s, but they really shut them down last night. I was very, very surprised, very impressed with Valdosta and a first-year head coach coming in. It's not like he was coming into an amazing situation as far as, you know, talent goes. I mean, I guess maybe coming down in classification maybe helped them out a little bit instead of competing against the Lounge and those guys. But, you know, props to their coach for stepping in and pushing all the right buttons all year long. Using a two-quarterback system, which usually they say if you have two quarterbacks, you have none.
Right.
They worked it out perfectly and used it all year long to their advantage, and they really, really showed out last night. Very impressive.
That really only applies to quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Like in every other situation, if you have two of something, like you're in the surplus.
Yeah.
But with quarterbacks, that's the only thing that's like if you have two breakfasts, you have two breakfasts. You have two girlfriends. You have two girlfriends.
You might have a little trouble with that one, though.
Ooh. That's why you got to pick the dumb ones. Okay. All right. Once again, man.
Man, twice, Jason?
It's like we can't stay on track with the show. Like, this is the problem that we have with this show is we're a sports show, but we can't ever talk about just sports. That's me banging my head against the board.
But yeah, I think that say may have become a little passe and maybe antiquated a little bit because, you know, ever since, you know, kind of going back to Urban Meyer at Florida with Chris Leak and Tim Tebow and ever since that era, it's kind of, you know, something that is plausible and doable depending on the situation. I think you have to have two different styles of quarterback, you know, to fit different situations, but maybe that is a quote that maybe we need to start putting to bed.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems and Watermarks Printing. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can email us, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. You can also call us, 275-7017. We will take those calls for the entirety of the show. Hey, by the way, those folks of you that, of course, you know, Larry Harold, the former Brunswick High coach who is no longer there, the team that he was at formerly, Macon County, they'll be playing MCA tonight for that state championship. When Larry Harrell took over that, for those folks that don't think Larry Harrell could coach, when Larry Harrell took over that program at Macon County, they were 0-10. They were bad.
Yeah, very bad.
They were very bad. And 2 years removed, Larry Harrell is responsible for them being in this state championship game right now because he is the guy that laid the groundwork and got the program moving in the right direction and kind of set an example on how that program should go and be run and how to win. And here they are.
Yeah. He established, you know, like you said, he built the foundation, not just roster-wise, but the mentality of going out and becoming a winning team, expecting to do more than just, you know, get to the playoffs, but to thrive in the playoffs. Macon County, I mean, they're a really good team, but they need to watch out. McIntosh needs to watch out today for their quarterback, Kahari Lane. That kid's thrown 52 touchdowns to one interception today or this year.
That's pretty impressive.
That's amazing.
Hey, by the way, for our listeners, we are on Facebook Live. You can go to our Facebook page, The Southern Sports Edition. And so Facebook Live via The Southern Sports Edition. And then Drayton went solo and personal on us. And he's doing it through going Facebook Live through his personal Facebook page. And so that's kind of the deal. So you can also listen to us here, right here on 93.7. And then you can see us on Facebook Live at Drayton Hogarth if you're friends with him, or you can go to the Southern Sports Edition, give us a like, and boom, there's the option to watch us live. And we'll be live after this break.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsley, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Here come the holidays, and with that, the search for that perfect gift for that special someone. Cunningham Jewelers is your perfect starting point. Guys, have your special someone stop into Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You will receive 20% off any item on her wish list. Plus, Cunningham Jewelers can work with any budget. 1510 Newcastle Street, or set up an appointment at 912-265-8652. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham bow.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at our new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 638-1197.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth, and joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline is Dr. Denny Carter from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Carter, in your practice and in your professional opinion, really, is there a knee injury that is more specific to sports than you see in everyday life?
Well, I think you had Dr. Sasser on here talking previously.
Yeah, we did.
Anterior cruciate ligament injuries, and that's an injury that is frequently in sports, but can also occur in everyday life depending on exactly what activity you're doing. But more trying to avoid that topic since he covered it pretty well. Posterior cruciate ligament injuries can occur in sports, but also another common way to injure your posterior cruciate ligament is in an automobile accident where the front part of the shin bone is struck up against the front part of the car and pushes the tibia bone backwards. That can injure a posterior cruciate ligament injury, which is also an injury that occurs in sports. Many of your listeners will certainly be familiar with Nick Chubb's injury from a year ago, which was heavily involved with the posterior cruciate ligament. That can be an injury that takes quite some time to recover from.
You mentioned Nick Chubb. That injury took him out for a good little while. Is that typically the normal time frame for recovery for that type of injury?
I think posterior cruciate ligament injuries are somewhat rare. His injury was certainly complex, as anybody who was watching that game and saw the video of that injury.
It was gruesome, wasn't it?
Noticed it was quite a gruesome injury. So the time frame on him, actually, I was really surprised that he was able to make it back for that first for that game against North Carolina, and have over 200 yards rushing was just really a testament to his not only his personal rehabilitation and work, but also to the sports medicine staff up there at the University of Georgia that were able to get him to that point. Having said that, I think probably another year of rehabilitation is going to even put him back even closer to where he was prior to that injury, because that can be an injury that takes even longer than a year to recover from.
That's interesting that you said that, because his situation is one where, other than that North Carolina game, he didn't repeat those kind of numbers, and he's in a situation where he's got the opportunity to kind of come back and maybe prove himself to be the kind of back we all thought, or go ahead and go to the NFL and just give up his draft position and end up somewhere maybe in the middle to late rounds. With your diagnosis of that, do you think that he would be able to come back and to the University of Georgia next year and be an even better back, or do you think that he's reached his maximum return potential?
I think he probably would be a better back given another year at the University of Georgia, but I can certainly understand his position and the fact that he, having had that injury, he may not want to risk another year in college because a second injury on that knee could certainly derail his professional career. But, you know, again, an injury of that magnitude, coming back from it, just is amazing in and of itself, because you really don't see that many people with severe posterior cruciate ligament injuries like that are able to come back that fast. Some of the injuries are more combined injuries, you know, almost like a knee dislocation, similar to the injury that Marcus Lattimore had in the year previously, or 2 years previously, I'm not sure. But that was a devastating injury, and you can see by his struggle to recover from such a major injury as that.
Joining us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline, Dr. Denny Carter from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Dr. Carter, we'd like to thank you for the time that you've given to us today to come on. Once again, I've gotten smarter.
Thank you for having me. Happy to come on anytime.
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Carter.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Great chat with Dr. Denny Carter from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health Systems. This segment brought to you by Jessup Furniture and by M&B Liquors. And right now, we go from a very brilliant segment to Jason's Week in Review.
And here we go. Aroldis Chapman, 5 years, $86 million to pitch one inning a game. Ohio State, ranked number 3 instead of number 4, is just to keep them from having to play Alabama in the first round. Chris Sale, traded to Red Sox. Good job, Braves. If old BCS were still in effect, Alabama and Clemson would be playing for a national title. Winter meetings end, Braves leave with no big moves. Terrific. Phil Jackson, instead of taking shots at LeBron, maybe you should get his posse to come to New York with him. Your Knicks are terrible. Steve Kerr, you not letting Klay Thompson go for 80 just because you're winning by 40 makes me mad. Hashtag killer instinct. Jaguars reportedly interested in Tom Coughlin for head coach. He could coach from a wheelchair. Dallas Cowboys, Super Bowl champions, hang the banner. And these are my thoughts.
Couple things jumped out at me. Yeah, Coughlin is one of the ones I'd written an article for the Southern Sports Edition about the next coach, and he was one of the ones I thought. I mean, his age is really, and I guess that's really ageist, I guess, but.
Ageist.
Yeah, I don't.
Whoa. Ageist. We have a new term. It had just hatched, spawned by Drayton Hogarth. Ageist.
This has been another awkward moment from Drayton Hogarth.
It's ageist to go against an almost 70, what is he? I don't know, 75 almost, something like that.
He's pushing it, man. I just, you know, he did a great job in New York.
Yeah.
But
give him a spot in the front office or something. I can't see him doing day-to-day operations of running the football team. Because then 5 years max would be the most.
If that.
There.
I mean, can you even give him 5 years?
Yeah. And then you're looking for somebody else yet again. I thought Mike Smith would be a great candidate. He's got a good relationship with the front office. They work together in Atlanta. Of course, talking about former Falcons coach Mike Smith. I thought he did a solid job in Atlanta. You know, he had a couple of down years after a great run early, but I think he'd be a great fit.
An emailer sends in to, again, you can email us, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com, concerning the Jaguars' next head coach. What is the possibility that Nick Saban will be the Jaguars' next head coach?
No chance.
That's not happening. Nick Saban's not leaving Alabama to go take over the mess that's in Jacksonville.
all the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsley, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. This segment brought to you by I-95 Toyota and Cunningham Jewelers. Hey, by the way, this Cunningham Jewelers, I know I kind of plugged this last week too, and I'm going to plug it again because it's a pretty awesome deal. Dudes, guys, Christmas coming, New Year's coming. Go to Cunningham Jewelers, bring your girlfriend, your wife, whatever, have her make out a wish list. You go in there after she makes her wish list, and then anything that she put on her list is going to be 20% off for you.
That's a great deal for everybody out there because it simplifies the shopping experience for you, and you save money in the process.
Should be a no-brainer.
Right.
Okay, you know what? We were going to do college football playoff in the last segment, but we're going to kind of try and squeeze it in here into our bowl segment. At the end of the day, this is what happened. Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and Washington all get in the football playoff. Okay, this is what doesn't make sense to me. You have, stay with me, you have 4 spots that are available for the college football playoff. Of the 5 major conferences, you have 4 teams that have 1 loss or less. Let's do that again. In the college football playoff, you have 4 spots. And in the major 5 conferences, you have 4 teams that have 1 loss or less. However, there are teams that have 2 losses or more that are making claims and making arguments that they should be in that top 4 teams. Mm-hmm. four teams that have one loss or less and four spots. I'm not a math major, but to me, that seems like they got it right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know, look, it comes down to in my opinion, to Penn State and Ohio State as far as that, what should be the fourth spot. I don't know how in the world Washington was the team that didn't get the fourth spot or got the fourth spot. They had the most impressive win Saturday over maybe one of the better teams in the ranking. Clemson wins over Virginia Tech, who's like 20th or 22nd, something like that, wins by one touchdown and was kind of holding on there, white knuckling it there at the end when Virginia Tech was driving down. And they jump Ohio State, but Washington, who blows out Colorado, number 6 or number 8 in the rankings.
Yeah, in the top 10.
Yeah, and they stay at 4, or did they drop?
See, this is the problem. We did away with the computers, which were fair,
mm-hmm.
and you had a system, and we've replaced it with the human aspect. Oh, we want to see the eye test because the computers are getting it wrong. Well, you know what? At the end of the day, the computers weren't getting it wrong. They were pretty much putting the top two teams in the country by strength of schedule, wins, all that good stuff that they entered in, all that information they entered in. They were getting it right for the most part. Did they get it wrong every now and again? Yeah, that happened. Yeah. Most of the time, you had the two best teams in the country playing. This human selection process is already flawed. Remember a couple of years ago, TCU and Baylor didn't get in because there was no conference championship game, and they got jumped at the end of the year by Ohio State, who got into the top four because they played a conference championship game and won.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so by that same criteria they've already established that they like, you have two teams, Clemson and Washington, who play the extra game and win and are conference champions. Therefore, Ohio State was sitting at 2, and because they play 12 games and those other two teams just played their 13th, mm-hmm. that makes sense that they'd already set the precedent a couple years back that Ohio State would fall to 4.
Right.
And Clemson and Washington would jump to 2 and 3 in whatever order you wanted them in, but Ohio State should have fell. But they didn't, and the reason they didn't is because they didn't want Ohio State and Alabama playing in the first round. That's the championship game they want because why?
Money, 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 money.
Spot on.
Yeah, that they want the eyeballs all on that game, that championship game with Ohio State and Alabama, maybe the two biggest fan bases in the country. I just don't see it. I think Washington probably should have jumped to 2, if you want to know the truth. If you want to jump anybody to 2, it should have been Washington, in my opinion.
Very impressed with Drayton's singing skills there.
You like that?
That's pretty good.
You can save that and play it, add it onto the board if you want later. Or make it your ringtone. How about that?
Email or send. Dear Bishop Media, please get me a new co-host if you're listening.
It's impossible.
That's the truth. I've already played this lobby.
They love me.
They do. I'm not so high on the list. Emailer writes in and says, do any of the other three teams have a chance to beat Alabama?
I'll say Washington. Look, I think Washington does have a good opportunity to win this game against Alabama. Not a good opportunity, but I think they have a shot. Reason being, I think Alabama may be looking forward to playing Ohio State or Clemson. I think the media is going to be downplaying Washington's chances for the next month until these teams play. And you've got a hell of a coach in Chris Peterson, not that Saban's not, obviously, but you've got a hell of a coach in Chris Peterson preparing for Alabama for the next month. That, to me, Peterson gives them a big chance to win that game.
I think Alabama's going to be really tough for anybody to beat because of Jalen Hurts, because I think he adds a different factor than any other Alabama team has had in the past, and that's the ability to be able to score points and have a lethal weapon other than your running back on offense. And I think that really has a tough dynamic when everything else that you've had is really good. Your offensive line's good. Your running backs are good. Your defense is unworldly.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. I think if there is a team, I understand what you're saying about the Chris Peterson thing, and I don't totally disagree with you, but I guess the way I feel about Washington and the way I feel about Alabama are very different. Mm-hmm. I feel like that the best player in the country is Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. And I think that because of Deshaun Watson, that if Clemson got into a game, got in that game with Alabama, I don't know that Clemson could beat Alabama, but I think if Deshaun Watson played out of his mind, Alabama would get all they wanted.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of like last year. I mean, he probably had his best game of his career last
year
against Alabama, but it wasn't enough.
Again, all they wanted, right? All they wanted. I don't think Ohio State is good enough to beat Alabama. I don't think Washington is. I think the team that has the best shot is Clemson.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of the thing. I think the best coaching against Alabama coming up is going to be this first game of Washington. I think Clemson has maybe the best chance, revenge, you know, quarterback, things like that. But I also think Ohio State is the closest athletically to Alabama.
Do you?
Than any of these other three teams, yeah.
I'm with you on where I think that Ohio State might be the closest to Alabama physically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know about athletically.
Yeah.
Athletically, I feel like that's Washington. Mm-hmm. I think Washington's a very probably the most athletic team that's in it. Mm-hmm. I think that Alabama is the most physical team. And then maybe Ohio State is kind of the next, and then I think Washington or Clemson is kind of a mix, sort of like mm-hmm. Alabama is. But again, Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Just kind of comparing it based on recruiting ranking. You know, I mean, over the past 4 years, 5 years, whatever, those two teams have kind of been 1, 2, 3, somewhere around in there. Obviously, Alabama number one, but Ohio State's been the closest. I just don't know if they have the execution in the way they play their game this year.
Here come the holidays, and with that, the search for that perfect gift for that special someone. Cunningham Jewelers is your perfect starting point. Guys, have your special someone stop into Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You will receive 20% off any item on her wish list. Plus, Cunningham Jewelers can work with any budget. 1510 Newcastle Street, or set up an appointment at 912-265-8652. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham bow.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at our new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 638-1197.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
a game, Bishop Media Sports Network, Jason Bishop, Drayton Hogarth. This segment brought to you by Port City Paint and Body and Coastal Pines Technical College. And so we've obviously, everybody that's kind of in this area knows that Brunswick High, yeah, we're getting into a Brunswick High segment. Brunswick High did not have the season that they obviously wanted to have. Ended up with them parting ways with their head coach, Larry Harold, who looks like, by the way, that just throwing this out there, Greg Hill has an opportunity, the Bradwell Institute head coach, Greg Hill, has an opportunity possibly to head to Statesboro. And if he does, that job comes open. And odds are, if that Bradwell job comes open, Larry Harold's going to get the Bradwell Institute job. Just throwing that out there.
Nice.
Now, back to the Brunswick High job, because that is the one that is open, and they're currently searching. So who might Brunswick High go after? Well, I've got a couple of names that I have heard through the grapevine. Hmm. One I think that I've got on really, really good account, and the other I think, could be.
All right.
Are you waiting for me? I thought you were going to give me a build-up.
No, I was just wondering if you wanted to go on with that, or you want me to give my little no rumor. I haven't heard anything on it, but my first coaching list would be.
I don't really know. Yeah. Okay.
You guys. All right.
All right.
We can go with my fluff and not knowing, and we'll go with.
Then I'll come back with facts.
With rumors.
I'll come back with factual rumors.
If I'm Brunswick High, all right, probably start out with the Keith Whitley, the Stockbridge coach. Go with him. Great reputation. But if maybe before that, I would look to Steve Dvorsny. Used to be at Griffin, won a state championship at Griffin, is the current coach at Cairo. Had, you know, maybe a little bit of issue going on when he resigned from Griffin. It was some kind of a academic situation going on, but I think that's been resolved. But I like what he brings to the table, what he brings to the program. And also, why not give Brandon Derrick a call over at Frederica if he can bring players over from Frederica with him? Some of that talent from over there as well to add into the mix at Brunswick High.
I'm here to tell you, I don't think there's any way Brandon Derrick would do that. And maybe I shouldn't say that.
Mm.
I think Brandon Derrick's got a really good situation over there.
Oh, he does.
And I don't know that I would leave that situation to go and try and put out the fire over at Brunswick High, because that's not going to be an easy transition for whoever it is that comes in. There's a mess to clean up.
Right.
Okay, so the names that I've heard, you're right. You actually threw one out there, the Stockbridge coach, Coach Whitley.
Okay.
He is on the list. And from every account that I've heard, he is the prime target.
Okay.
Brunswick High wants Coach Whitley from Stockbridge. Here's why. Because when Coach Whitley got to Stockbridge, they were bad.
Mm-hmm.
The last 5 years, he's had them in the Elite Eight, no worse.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a perennial powerhouse that he has built in Stockbridge from a terrible program. The Brunswick High program might have more facilities, might have more resources, but the question is, if you're Coach Whitley and you leave that juggernaut that you've built in Stockbridge because you got everybody on the same page and pulling in the right direction, the same direction, that's not going on at Brunswick High right now. Do you want to leave that situation to try and fix what's going on with the Pirates?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it kind of depends. I mean, I think you have to go through, from the coach's perspective, I think you have to go through and kind of look at the roster, see what's kind of coming up through the pipeline. Like, there's Brunswick High, they're losing a lot of very good players off of this year's team, but there's a lot of talent.
They got 35 seniors coming back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's a ton of talent coming back and some younger kids coming up that I think can fill in some holes as well.
35 seniors. That's huge.
Yeah.
The other person that I've heard their name thrown out there might be a little bit of a shocker to some folks, and that is the gentleman that is playing for a state championship right now as we speak, Coach Robbie Robinson over at MCA. I've heard his name mentioned in the mix. I think that there are pros and cons with Coach Robinson. I think the pros is that with him so close to the Brunswick High area, I think he's familiar with the landscape of that job and the landscape of the community and the factions that kind of exist, right? So I think that he would be more well-versed as far as a coach coming in from somewhere else on how to handle that and what to expect. Advantage. Disadvantage. Brunswick High just got burned by hiring a double-A coach to run a 6A program, and it did not go well. Here, you would be hiring a single-A coach to take over a 6A program, and you just got burned by doing that. Do you want to gamble and try that again?
Right. I mean, yeah, I've heard from other coaches that that's once you drop down a couple of classifications, you tend to kind of it's that much tougher to get things organized, get things going player-wise, booster-wise, you know, organization-wise. It's very tough to move up multiple classifications when you get to the 7A now and 6A. I've heard from other coaches that have said that it's just so much tougher than people kind of anticipate. So, but by the way, we are on live on Facebook, on my feed as well, on At The Real Dre, or on the Bishop Media
Southern Sports Edition.
Southern Sports Edition, yeah. Facebook page. Check it out. Comment on there. Let us know what you're thinking. You know, if you're Steve Waters, who do you go with, Jason? Or is there someone that we don't even know about yet that may still jump into this?
Well, the other thing, too, is, you know, when Rocky Hidalgo got the Glenn Academy job, we heard Sean Pender's name. When Larry Harrell, when Victor Floyd was let go and Larry Harrell brought in, we heard Sean Pender's name. And once again, Sean Pender's name has surfaced to the Brunswick High job. So I think there's a huge interest for Sean Pender to move to this area and want to do it. And I think at this point, I don't think Sean Pender is going to be the coach at Pierce County next year. I think that Sean Pender is in such demand that he's going to really kind of be able to choose what job he wants to take, and I think he moves on. And I've got on good account Sean Pender is very interested in the Brunswick High job, but I don't think at this point that Brunswick High is as interested in Sean Pender as Sean Pender is in Brunswick High.
Yeah.
That's just kind of what I heard.
That ship's kind of sailed on, seems like.
Maybe. I mean, we'll see, but, you know, stranger things have happened. I think Pender's a good coach. I think he would be a good fit. I just don't know. I think Brunswick's in the mindset of we want a coach that's winning state championships or competing for state championships. And the guy that they really have their eyes set on to be able to accomplish that and has done it is Whitley up in Stockbridge.
And he's put a fantastic program together in a fairly short period of time. And, I mean, tell me this. Do you think he would have much more of a talent pool to work with down here than he did at Stockbridge? I'm not real familiar with what they were before, but
they've got 10 high schools in the same county. Stockbridge is one of them. The way the high schools are zoned, I think that's Henry County that they're in. The way that those high schools are zoned, Stockbridge does get a lot of talent. Do I think he would have more talent to work with at Brunswick High than where he is currently at? Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah, I think he'd have more talent. Do I think he'd have as much support? No. No, I do not.
And that's the thing. I mean, this year should have never gone how it did, but is that on the coaching staff or is that on extenuating circumstances that have been going on? Or that's where we need to pinpoint the problem for Brunswick. They've got to get this figured out.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by T.O. Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The state finals take place this weekend in the Georgia Dome up in Atlanta, and the MCA Bucks will be looking to bring back some hardware to Darien. MCA will be taking on the Macon County Bulldogs for the single-A championship. MCA was the sixth seed, and Macon County was the overall number one seed coming into the playoffs. The game will be played Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and will air on GPTV. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsley, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Every time we come back to that bumper, I always catch myself forcing myself not to sing with it.
Or dab. I thought you were going to dab there for a second.
I don't know that I'm allowed to because I'm like that middle-aged white guy. So I don't know if I'm actually allowed to do that. But
it's okay.
Okay.
It's all right. I'll allow you.
I mean, Coach Hidalgo did it last year.
Right.
So
right.
And I'm pretty sure Coach Hidalgo is older than I am. So. Maybe I am on the list.
Sorry, he's got that cred, though. He can do it.
Okay. Are you saying that I don't have cred?
You're right there, you know. You're wearing sandals and it's 40 degrees outside. Come on.
That's how I roll. That's me being tough right there.
Right.
This segment brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill and Bruce Kennedy Tire. Get your calls in 912-275-7017. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can email us as well, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. Okay, so of all the Heisman, right, that goes out like tonight, am I right?
Yeah
okay. So of all the candidates that Drayton and I pretty much feel that the two people that have legitimate chances are Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson. And if you're in disagreement, send us an email.
Yeah.
Write us a letter.
Call us.
So we're going to make the cases. I'm going to be Deshaun Watson. No, I'm going to be Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. Drayton's going to be Deshaun Watson, making our case as to why we should win the Heisman. So am I going first?
Go ahead.
No voices, just.
No.
Yeah, just in your own voice.
Right.
I don't know if I can do a really good Lamar Jackson impersonation. Okay. I'm the most athletic quarterback in the country. I am better than Michael Vick was playing this position 15 years ago. I completely destroyed Florida State. My team was in the top 10 most of the year. We should have beaten Clemson. I was the reason why. I am the most athletic person in the country. I am the most gifted athlete in the country, and I play quarterback. I should win the Heisman.
Gotcha. All right.
I am better than Deshaun Watson.
All right, Lamar, you're carrying it too far now. All right, I'm Deshaun Watson. Take a look at my numbers. 67% passing, 3,900 yards passing, 37 touchdowns to 15 interceptions. We won't worry about the interceptions right now. We still won most of our games. 526 yards rushing and 6 touchdowns. And they kind of scaled me back a little bit this year, being able to run the ball. Or I might have been able to emulate a little more things that you did out there, Lamar. But, you know, that's all right. When money time came to it in the championship game last week that I was playing in and not you, they unleashed me a little bit more on the running game. And I rushed for over 100 yards last week. Plus, back-to-back ACC champions. You're not even state champions. And back-to-back college football playoff appearances. Oh, yeah, and October 1st, Deshaun Watson beat Lamar Jackson. I rest my case.
And he throws the pin down and walks away. He literally threw the pin down and walked away like this actually was going on. Like he's taking it so seriously. He threw the pin down and walked away from the mic. Is that your version of dropping the mic?
I couldn't drop the mic because it's attached to the thing, so I just slammed my pin down for emphasis.
Dear Bishop Media, please find me a new co-host.
That's a great case, though, for Deshaun Watson, don't you think?
No, I just.
However, who do you think wins?
I really felt like you were a wrestler right there, and like you got into your character and you forgot that you weren't Deshaun Watson. Like, I think that's really what happened.
My years of watching Ric Flair and The Rock on the mic in WWE and WCW, that kind of kicked in for me. So.
True story. When we came up with the name for this show, we were going to call it The Game. Drayton sent me an email and said, we should use Triple H's theme music,
dude,
which is
to.
The Game. And I was like, no.
We've got to.
That's not what we're going to do.
I'm still pushing for it. It's perfect. However, as great a case as that was.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you think wins the Heisman?
I think Lamar Jackson wins it.
I do, too. I think he's had more Heisman moments, so to speak, the jump over or going back early in the season, the leap over the Syracuse guy was very, you know, imprinted very highly on the media's mind and everything.
The spirit of the Heisman is supposed to be awarded to the best college football player that year, not for the best college football player that plays on the best team.
Yeah.
That's not the award.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of gotten away from that a little bit in the last few years, don't you think?
Yeah.
You have to have a very good season. I mean, was, you know, Derrick Henry super year last year, but really, I mean, could they have plugged in Bo Scarborough or whoever for the year and won the title last year most likely?
Well, that position, running back at Alabama, has proved pretty interchangeable. They've had like 3-4 running backs that have either won it or at least been in the running for the Heisman. It's just the nature of how good that offensive line is and what that offense does. And if you're a talented running back, you're gonna chalk up a ton of yardage.
Yeah, because, you know, especially until this year, that was the focus of their offense, you know, grind other teams down to dust, you know, and then run through them in the fourth quarter. Whereas this year, like you said earlier with Jalen Hurts, that dynamic of bringing in a quarterback that can run the ball like he can, That's really changed the focus of Alabama. But, yeah, going back to the Heisman, I think Lamar Jackson is going to take it home. I was kind of surprised they invited 5 guys this year.
Should have just invited those 2.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm glad for the kids because, you know, it'll be enjoyable for them. I guess Peppers and I forget the other 2 that are there. But, you know, it'll be it's a good experience for them and something they'll remember the rest of their lives and everything. So, you know, I'm glad they did it. But, yeah, it should have technically – speaking, I think those 2 are going to be the runaway 1 and 2, I would imagine. And Lamar could have really cemented his spot as highly the favorite to win it until this last couple of games were losing to Kentucky, fumbling, you know, and not just because of his teammates doing, you know, something wrong, but, you know, he fumbled and had, you know, interceptions and things like that. So I think a lot of it fell on him in that Kentucky game.
Yeah, sorry, I zoned out. You lost me. I think I agree with everything you said. I think.
Yeah, he should have been able to just cement the game, cement the Heisman. You know, no worries.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson should win it. I think that going into the season, obviously Deshaun Watson was the favorite. I like Deshaun Watson. I think he's a good kid. Lamar Jackson earned the Heisman. I think he'll win it, and then Deshaun Watson will be the top quarterback taken in the NFL draft.
Yeah, exactly. Looks like right now Macon County is up on McIntosh 7-0, heading towards the second quarter right now.
I have told Renee that today, once this show is over, I'm doing nothing. I'm coming home and I'm watching football all afternoon, and if there's something she needs done, I don't know what to tell you.
Here's the keys.
Yeah.
Brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at our new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 638-1197.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Here come the holidays, and with that, the search for that perfect gift for that special someone. Cunningham Jewelers is your perfect starting point. Guys, have your special someone stop into Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You will receive 20% off any item on her wish list. Plus, Cunningham Jewelers can work with any budget. 1510 Newcastle Street, or set up an appointment at 912-265-8652. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham bow.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.